Auction sales are fascinating, aren't they? Because they show you how much people value things. There was one in our church in which a pair of bowls went for £40. A small mirror sold for £35, while a large couch went for £2. How much do you think the toilet seat went for? £3.50, actually. At the end of the auction, I saw a group of people looking at something, and it turned out to be a set of war medals going back to the First World War and the Boer War. The medals had the faces of George V, Edward VII, and Queen Victoria. The man who owned them risked his life as a soldier. These medals were not for sale at the auction, but it makes you wonder how much they are worth. I suppose the answer is that they are priceless. They're not just bits of metal and bits of ribbon. They were thank you gifts from the king or queen and the country, for a person being willing to risk their life for others. These priceless medals were found on the Stirling rubbish tip. Shocking, isn't it? Somebody, presumably not the soldier himself, must have thrown them away thinking them to be worthless. Obviously somebody with no sense of values. But there is something even more amazing than that. The cross of Jesus, how much is it worth? Today we wear crosses around our necks as jewellery. Christians wear them proudly like medals. The cross cost Jesus his life. He came into the world to fight our battles. He did have a fight on his hands, but he did win that fight. He was crucified on a hill called Golgotha, the place of the skull. It was the local rubbish tip in Jerusalem. It was the place for crucifying the scum of the earth, criminals. Jesus was dumped as rubbish, worthless. He was not valued. Today we know that he rose again. He's God over everything. He is priceless, and his cross is priceless to us, and we wear it with pride and thankfulness. He has won the battle, and we get the rewards.